volcanic eruption causes a few issues for ministry in Guatemala. Private education in Burma provides some unique opportunities. And storytelling becomes a new outreach strategy to oral cultures. We'll tell you what you can do to get involved on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Thousands of villagers and farmers living near Antigua, Guatemala, have been forced from their homes. The eruption of Mount Fuego forced the evacuation of more than 30,000 people. Founder and president of Paradise Bound Ministries, Dan Smith, says the Antigua side of Fuego isn't affected, but
on the other side of Fuego lies an entire area that there are just a lot of poor villages. That is the area that seems to be affecting the most. As well as one of the villages that we have been working in for the last 2 years building homes is right on the base of this volcano.
While the eruption is difficult for many, Smith says it can also be something God uses to draw people to himself.
As we can come in Christ's love and be able to help them, whether it be with water filters, whether it be with the medical aspect of it, in everything we do, we share the gospel. They are very open to it.
Smith needs you to sponsor some needy children at their orphanage for $32 a month. Do that through a link at missionnetworknews.org. We turn next to Iran, where a series of quakes struck central and southern Iran Friday, bringing back to life earthquake traumas. The northwestern region also suffered through a series of quakes. They weren't quite 4 weeks after twin tremblers leveled villages in the same area. More than 300 people were killed. Thousands are homeless. Baptist Global Response's Central Asia team is asking prayer for the survivors. It's been difficult to deliver aid. Pray for gospel opportunities. This is Mission Network News. The deterioration of Burma's public school system has created a lot of problems and many opportunities. The government is responding to education needs by opening the doors to private schools. Officially, Christian schools don't exist in Burma. Worldwide Christian Schools Scott Vanderkoy explains.
That doesn't mean the door is completely closed to Christians who want to express their gifts through education. There is an opportunity for education to show the love of Christ while still respecting the government.
Their first preschool met with resounding success, self-sustaining and still growing after only 2 years. Now, Worldwide wants to launch a second school.
This preschool will begin with the vision of every year adding a grade. So this will become a full-fledged school system, K through high school.
Meanwhile, in Ghana, local business leaders use training they receive from Global Advance to start their own savings and loan bank. Now Christian businesses in Ghana are being funded from within, creating a more sustainable financial environment. Ghana was among the top 10 regions in Africa for highest economic growth experienced over the last decade. Pray that as Christian businesses see success, doors will open to share the gospel within the community. And the seed company has a new strategy to further the Great Commission. Our newest member of the MNN team, Katie Harth, has more.
I spoke with Dr. Larry Jones from the seed company about a ministry technique called oral Bible storying. It's a new strategy that could impact their ministry worldwide.
It's a really great launching place, Katie. The idea is that we want to get scripture available to people in a form that they can engage with as soon as possible.
It can take years to translate a print copy of the Bible, and there's about 2,000 unreached people groups. In this new program, nationals memorize God's Word rather than translating it in print. Then they share gospel stories orally with their communities, creating a sort of homegrown evangelism. Pray that God would raise up workers for his harvest. If you're passionate about intercultural ministry, visit us at missionnetworknews.org to get involved. I'm Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
Thanks, Katie. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Envision a Middle East where the love of Jesus overshadows the turmoil there. Sat7 would like you to see how they're offering the life-changing message of the gospel to millions of homes throughout the Middle East and North Africa through satellite television. Get your free DVD by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on that Sat7 link at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.